A little closer to home, we've been keeping an eye on what's going on in the Manila Dunes, and we had an update posted to the Lost Coast Outpost about, 15 minutes ago or so, confirming a confirmation from Steve Knight of Humboldt County Sheriff's Office that the suspects are currently in custody. And Mike Drunkers is out at the dunes right now, and he watched the whole thing go down, so we're going to go out to him for an update. Mike?
Yeah, so right now I am watching some SWAT team guys on an ATV. They're conferring with Carol Vandermeer right now. She's got a trail map, and she is giving them directions on how to get around. Don't know why they would be going back there. The suspects are in the van, and they were in two sheriff's vehicles. They were cuffed. They were frisked. Their personal effects were put into a bag, and those sheriff's vehicles have now left the Friends of the Dunes Humboldt Coastal Nature Center. So, again, the chronology of what happened is while we were on the air, or actually maybe shortly thereafter, we got a phone call that the Moel area was going on a, quote, soft, like, lock. Like a soft closure. And then shortly after that, we got a call saying that SWAT was going to be here at the Friends of the Dunes Nature Center. And then sure enough, I come out to my phone, I come out to the car, and Carol Vandermeer is waving at me frantically, like, come over here, come over here. And we go over there, and we see what appeared to be the two suspects. They weren't wearing shirts. They had started walking towards the Friends of the Dunes Nature Center. And then what Carol said is when they saw her, they turned around and started walking back into the dunes. And they took a trail along a ridge, and then they went into some thick tree cover. And then a couple of minutes after that, helicopters started coming in. SWAT team showed up. They had two canines. We're going to post some video up in just a little bit. And then they just disappeared. And then we heard that the suspects had been cuffed, and then they came out on the south side of the Nature Center and taken down to the parking lot where they were, I guess, processed. That would be the way to put it. But yeah, they are no longer here.
And you had, I think it came from you that the before they were in custody, the helicopter was flying down, and they were broadcasting over the loudspeaker, presumably to the suspects, telling them get down on the ground. Did you hear that part?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was hard to miss. It was very loud. And the helicopter just said, lay down forcefully, said it a couple of times. And then the chopper circled a few more times and then took off. And then, about 20 minutes later, the SWAT team emerged from the bush and took them down to the gravel parking lot.
Okay. So there's no reason to believe there was any struggle at that point, presumably once the helicopter was giving them these instructions, as far as you could tell, that they complied and SWAT team moved in and put them in custody.
Yeah, well, there's no reason to believe that there was or wasn't. We didn't see it. But we did see them walk away, and I think that photo posted up now. What was striking about this is I was sitting here with some friends of the Dune staff watching this, and they just kept, one of them just kept remarking on how young that girl looks. I believe she is 16, something like that. And they're kids. They're very young.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There. I just refreshed the page, and the additional photos are posted at Lost Coast Outpost right now. So
we'll send some video up of sort of the final moments. And stay tuned for that.
Okay, thanks. Keep us updated.
Thanks, sir. Bye.
Appreciate it. That's Mike out at the Manila Dunes. And if you want to get the backstory and the current story, then lostcoastoutpost.com is the place to go. There's new photos posted.